From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. They say the strikes hit five warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. It marks the first time Russian bombers used Iran as a launching point for attacks in Syria. U.S. military officials have told China they are under no threat from South Korea's deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The United States and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy any North Korean missiles that could be fired at the South. The decision has come under fire by state media in China, where there are suggestions the system is intended to track Chinese missiles. A Turkish court ordered a pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ for the outlawed Kurdish Workers Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. The Anadolu news agency said arrest warrants were issued for 120 company executives accused of providing financial support to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has won her fourth gold medal of the 2016 Olympic Games in Tuesday's floor exercises competition. This is VOA News. Zambia's incumbent president may have narrowly won last week's national election, but the opposition has made allegations of rigging. Anita Powell reports.
The nation's opposition alleges last week's poll was rigged, and police say they have arrested more than 150 rowdy opposition supporters who vandalized property belonging to ruling party supporters. The opposition alleges the poll was rigged, and the Electoral Commission colluded with the ruling Patriotic Front to give President Edgar Lungu the win over challenger Hakainde Hichilema. The commission announced Monday that Lungu had won a margin of just 13,000 votes over the number he needed to avoid a runoff. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
According to an Associated Press report released Monday, South Sudanese troops gang-raped, beat, and robbed aid workers, specifically targeting Americans, at a hotel compound in Juba on July 11th. Witnesses interviewed by the news agency said soldiers carried out mock executions and forced the foreigners to watch as they killed a local journalist. The AP report also alleges that people at the Terrain Hotel compound, a popular venue for expatriates and South Sudanese elites, called for help for hours from the UN peacekeeping force located less than a kilometer away and from the U.S. embassy. 3 months before the U.S. presidential election, analysts are saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton will defeat Republican Donald Trump. Polls show that Americans hold negative views about both candidates, but more against him than her. The FBI has sent Congress documents related to its investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. The House Oversight Committee said Tuesday it had received the documents marked secret, which include notes on FBI interviews with Clinton and other witnesses during the investigation. Prices in the U.S. economy rose a modest 0.8% over the past 12 months. Tuesday's report from the Labor Department shows the rate of inflation was a bit slower in July than the previous month as gasoline prices declined. The key measure of inflation remains below the U.S. Federal Reserve's inflation target, which may make it less likely that the central bank will raise interest rates in September. Pakistan's military says airstrikes near the border with Afghanistan have killed at least 14 militants and wounded 11. An army spokesman says the air and ground operation targeted a remote valley in the Khyber Tribal District and destroyed 9 hideouts. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.